Bill in Peoria is next on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you, sir? John, you had mentioned earlier.
By the way, that was B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
the first song in that album is the best on that one. Riding with the King.
Riding with the King.
Oh, that's a jamming song.
It is.
And the photo album for that, they're in a convertible cruising.
In a Cadillac
and it's a perfect open top, whether you're in a Jeep or a convertible, but you're distracting me. I know we could talk music for hours, but that is a great album, and that's a great cruising. But Bill's in Peoria. You had mentioned the Texas Live Oak. Is that the same as a Southern Live Oak?
Yes. It's Quercus virginiana. It's referred to as a Southern Live or a Texas Live Oak.
Bill's got one, and he has a question. Let's see how we can help him. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, it's in a flood irrigation area, so it gets ample water, but it's just not doesn't have the lush green leaves. They're kind of yellowish, and some of the ends of the leaves are actually turning brown. Fertilizer I give it is the nitrogen for the lawn area, so that's about all the fertilizer it gets, other than I just do a little extra special around the trees.
And how old is the tree?
It's probably 10 years old at least.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good size, maybe 15, 20 feet tall?
Yes, 15, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, again, it's hard to, remote diagnose these problems over the radio, but in an irrigated lot like that, it should be getting the water it needs, although at my house where we receive irrigation, the two-week cycle right now through these last couple of months has not been sufficient to keep those my trees healthy. Normally, in a regular summer, every 2 weeks would have been just about right. But man, we were just hoping that the irrigation would be on time the last several months, because there's been at the end of that 2 weeks, those trees are really, really stressed.
Uh-huh.
So it could be that, this last June and July has taken a little toll on the trees just from the standpoint of lack of water. So apart from that, I'm not really sure. I noticed yesterday a couple of my mulberry trees are showing a lot of browning on the leaves, and it's just that late summer water stress. A lot of our trees, even though they're adaptable to our summer conditions here, the Texas Live Oak prefers a more humid environment in the southern United States, where it's native. And not as much intense heat and sun as we get here in Arizona. So although a lot of our trees do well here, they do have to kind of, just like we, hunker down and survive these last few dog days of summer.
It has been a long, hot, and for the most part in most areas, pretty dry summer.
Yeah.
There's a common theme through that hour, a lot of stressed. Some of them were from overwatering, people thinking they've got to add so much extra to get it through, and the symptoms can look kind of the same, whether it's overwater or underwater stress. It's been a tough summer, and that's a
common problem, is that people do tend to overcompensate for what they think are the water needs of their plants during this time of year, and end up doing just what you say, waterlogging the root system, and actually suffocating the roots and causing some problems on that other end of the spectrum where you're overwatering. So don't kill your trees with kindness. Give them the water they need, but don't overdo it. Don't put water on top of water on top of water is what we say.
I like what else you say on the gaga. I used that this week, and everyone thought it was brilliant.
When our customers go gaga, going against good advice. And sometimes that happens, and we can't do anything about it. But, occasionally people go gaga.
John, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, they would do that by itreeservice.com. Sign up at dbg.org for your pruning classes, or call
602-788-0005.
Y'all are open Monday through Friday, I assume?
Yes, we
probably
are.
Probably have some crews on the weekend. Probably have some storm crews, I would imagine, too, for picking up down trees.
Yeah, although our guys are not always happy to have to work a Saturday after they've been working long, long, hot days.
Thanks for being here.
You bet.
Enjoy your Monument Valley staycation y'all are off to.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.